Blog Talk Radio.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. But what the world needs now. For everyone, Lord, we don't need another mountain. There are mountains and a hillside enough to climb. There are oceans and rivers enough to cross, enough to last till the end of time. For everyone, Lord, we don't need another meadow. There are cornfields and wheat fields enough to grow. There are sunbeams and moonbeams enough to shine. Oh, listen, Lord, if you want to know.
Welcome to Thursday's Travel Tips with Victoria Falk out of New York, New York, and myself, Cynthia Jahi, from Baltimore, Maryland at the current time. We're excited to be here. I just want to check, make sure my co-host is on the line. Victoria Falk, can you hear me?
Yes, definitely. I'm on the line, and I'm doing what I love doing best. I'm en route, traveling from spot to spot. So if I sound excited, if I sound frazzled, it's because I'm en route, going from place to place.
That sounds great. Absolutely. I don't know exactly how we sound, listening audience, but please bear with us. We had a little bit of technical difficulty, so I might be not as loud as I'd like to be, but I don't know how to correct it at the moment. But we just thank you very much. We want to thank all of our listening audience from the Home-Based Business 101 platform created by Sitawa Jahi, my other half. And we're so excited to be here with the Thursday Travel Tips. And we just want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. We know that some of you are seasoned travelers, and we know that we have a few people out there, or quite a few people out there who've never traveled. But today, Victoria Falk, out of New York, and myself, we're happy to share with you what is travel. Some people, they don't even realize sometimes that they're actually traveling. We've met people who've said, oh, I don't travel. And when we really get engaged in the conversation, they find out, oh, you do travel. And then there are people who have said that, oh, I don't want to travel. And then we've discovered that once they actually travel, right, Victoria, they love it. Right, Victoria?
Oh, yes, definitely. And I think the main key for folks is to knowing that is traveling, which is basically getting from one destination to the next. And then there's taking vacation. You know, there's, so once we clarify for folks the difference between traveling from one spot to the next, actually taking a vacation, you know, because a vacation is not staying home and, you know, catching up on the laundry. You know, that's a break from work. But when we're talking about vacation, we're talking about taking time off to actually enjoy yourself. You're going to take time off to go parasailing, scuba diving, dancing, skiing, golfing, whatever activity that you engage in that you just flat out doing. That's what we're talking about.
Yes, indeed. And we're also talking about leaving your worries behind, leaving the books behind, leaving your worries behind. Actually, in most cases, scheduling some time. In some cases, it may be a year in advance. In some cases, it may be 2 or 3 months in advance that you actually have taken the time to plan to go take that vacation. I want to go back to just traveling. Because a person can get, you know, a lot out of that, and then I'm gonna go back and forth, Victoria and I, on the topic. But there are times when you may want to just explore where you are. A day trip can be great, and sometimes it's really good if you have an older person, or someone who may have an ailment, or someone who really is afraid or think that they don't want to go anywhere. I've experienced all three. Or maybe you're traveling with young children and you don't want to go too far. Just want to give them a taste of being out and about before you plan an actual vacation or something big. But whatever it is, if you're going to be doing some traveling, then the main idea behind it is to begin to be willing to open your mind up to a variety of things. There are people who travel with your church groups. I remember being a part of a choir, and we got an opportunity to travel to another part of the state, sometimes to another state, to sing with the choir. That can become a beginning for some people in actually experiencing. So that might be considered, would you think, religious travel. Is that kind of right with that? What do you think about that, Victoria?
Oh, yes, definitely. I mean, you know, I'm thinking about the day trip, and, you know, it's nice for folks who may have a hectic work schedule and may not be able to get a week off, or, you know, the idea of taking seven.
Okay, I don't know exactly what happened at that moment. I can't hear.
Ms. Foster, I have to call back in. I just texted to call back in. Y'all come loud and clear. But I'm looking, this is Mr. Jahi, the program producer. I'm looking, and it seems like her call dropped, so I just texted her to call back in. Hopefully she should be back online with you in a few seconds.
Okay, so I can continue talking?
Huh?
Can I continue talking?
Continue talking until she calls back in. Go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Jahi. Okay, listen, we're hoping that Ms. Falk, she is traveling right now on the in New York City, so...
Yes, I'm here. Yes. Well, yeah, exactly. I was saying, you know, I love the idea of the day trips. So many great places to go, and they're very affordable. You know, you can have a day trip, go 2 hours away, 4 hours away for as little as $60. You know, your round trip and some activities. So definitely something to consider.
Definitely. And, you know, sometimes people have a new car, you know, and they're itching to get out on the road, but they are not, they don't think that they travel savvy. They have no idea of where they want to go. And a lot of your states, you have little information places, and then, of course, there's always just going online and Googling. And you can find places based on your interests. If it's a state park, there's so many state parks, you may want to go there. And there's lodging there. There are hotels. You could either stay at a regular hotel. I've done that, as well as you can go to a state park. I'll give you one in particular, the Shenandoah State Park here in the Virginia area. And you can actually experience lodging right there in the state park where the deer come right up to your door. Those can be very, very inexpensive trips, depending on the season, of course, which is if you're living from the Baltimore, D.C. area, that trip can be a half an hour to an hour. And then in any of your states, there's usually a state park that is no more than an hour, 2 hours drive away. In my case, I found that it can be a lot of fun to spend the night because after an exciting day in a state park in the mountains or I'm not quite sure, you know, it could be upstate New York, it could be the mountain area, part of the Shenandoah goes all the way through North Carolina. That day can be exciting, and again, you can round off your day at a wonderful, wonderful hotel. Any of the big hotels can be found, or you can stay right there in the state park, right on top of one of those cliffs, and have a lot of things happening for yourself. It's educational. In that particular part of the country, you'll have the Blue Ridge music or the bluegrass music, so you can expose yourself to different types of music. You can go on down through the Hampton, Virginia area and experience some jazz. And as this folk is saying, this is not an expensive. These are not. And as you're traveling, you can pack lunch and you can stay at any of the thousands of restaurants along the way. So it's just a matter of you know, being creative and just being willing to have a lot of fun. So those are just a few things and just a little taste of travel. Again, we've already done New York and so many places. You could make so many trips to New York and never tire of seeing something different in New York, the D.C. area. All of your states usually have museums. The sky's the limit to that type of travel. But I'm going to turn it over to Victoria because it's stepping up a notch. It's more and more exciting.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's exciting hearing the sounds of the city in the background as I walk through the neighborhood. You can walk into a party. 1 minute it's quiet. All of a sudden the music's playing. Next block you go, it's quiet. Then you have somebody dancing in the street with the radio. And that is why New York is always on that top 10 list of places to visit. Because whether you're in a group or you're a single person like myself, there's always something to do. I call it a gathering place. And the reason why I call it a gathering place is because you'll have times and instances where all of a sudden a whole lot of people just group up together, you know. And it's not something that's planned. It'll be somebody playing music or somebody dancing, and then you have an event. So it's awesome. And you mentioned Baltimore earlier. You know, one of my favorite trips is taking a ride over to the Inner Harbor. And Baltimore Inner Harbor is so awesome to me because, you know, everything you need is right there in that one little square. You know, it's shaped like a square, and you have the African American History Museum. You have the aquarium. You have your mall, you have your little sightseeing boat. You know, you have so many things right there, so many restaurants. It's getting warm, and it's a great time to see the entertainment. But there's so many reasons to travel, whether you're traveling for culture, whether you're traveling for art and music, whether you want a romantic getaway, you know, a therapeutic vacation. So that's the first part of planning your time, folks, is think about the purpose of your trip. What do I hope to accomplish during this time? Are you going away for business? Are you going away for pleasure? And when you think about what you want to accomplish, there are some places that are geared more towards particular goals than others. For example, if you want that romantic getaway, one of the places that comes to mind is Sandals. Sandals Luxury All-Inclusive Resort. You know, they're out in Bahamas, in Jamaica, Antigua, Barbados. Because you're thinking about being pampered. You're thinking about luxury. Then you start to think about romance. Another place you think about when you're thinking about romance, the Cold Haven Resort. It used to simply be known as the Poconos, but there are three different resorts, and you can go from one to the next and enjoy food and enjoy entertainment in each of these resorts for the price of one. How awesome is that? You can pay for one suite and be able to enjoy entertainment in each of the three different places. You know, so a lot of times people talk themselves out of a great vacation because they imagine that it's going to be difficult to plan. They imagine that it's going to be expensive. They imagine all these things. And, you know, before they can even have that great trip, unfortunately, they've talked themselves out of it. But you don't want to do that, folks. And that's why people like Cynthia and myself are so wonderful, because we let you know the possibilities. And it's a whole lot of possibilities out there. And it just depends on why you're traveling. You know, you want to know what your purpose is. And you want to have an idea of when you want to go. You also, before you plan, you want to have an idea of your budget. You know, how much do you have to spend? Now, depending on what time of the year you travel, you could be going to the same exact place. But whether you go in August and whether you go in October may determine how much more or less you pay. So the time that you travel, folks, has a lot to do with price. So you want to have all these things in mind. And we're always willing and able to help you plan that great vacation, but we need a little help from you, too. So once you have that information, like I said, we'll be able to work with you and put together a great vacation, folks. So that's what you want to think about, being able to get away and enjoy. Vacations have health benefits. You know, I tell people a great vacation is not a luxury. It is a necessity. Too many people are stressed out. Stress is determined the number one disease. That's why, folks, it is considered a disease because it affects your health, it affects your mental well-being. And when you take a vacation, which as I described as time to actually relax, to rest, right? Rest, sleep. Yes, we need sleep. When you take a vacation, it helps to improve your health, your mental health, your emotional well-being, your stability. You know, so there's so many great things that you can do. When you get on that cruise and you see those lounge chairs, be tempted to sit there for a while and close your eyes for 15 minutes, right? Be tempted to take in the sun. Be tempted to go and dance and enjoy yourself. Because what happens, you're not just taking a break from the hustle and bustle. You are actually adding years to your life. You're adding years to your life when you go out and you dance, when you go out and you enjoy the music, when you meet people from different cultures and have positive experiences, you're becoming a smarter, more creative person. So, folks, you heard it from me, and I wouldn't lie to you. There's no reason to. If you see me years ago and you see me now since I've been traveling, I'm actually looking younger since I've gotten older. Since I've been traveling. Just having a good time. So, Cynthia, wouldn't you encourage people to just go out there and, you know, for whatever purpose, just, you know, plan some time off?
Yes, I would. And look,
we can just give them a thousand excuses. We've got for women only. This is still International Women's Month, so you just feel like, I'm a woman. I'm going to get out here and just go someplace. Go do it, ladies. Go do it.
Yeah, definitely.
We got spring break, you know, and then we got Mother's Day, all graduation's coming up. Hey, you can just have any excuse. You need to relax. Whether you want to go out, as Victoria said, on a cruise or to one of the islands or wherever you want to go, to relax. Or you've got a taste for adventure. Ain't an excuse. Look, maybe you just love food. You want to taste some Italian food, and you want to taste authentic Italian food. There's no reason why you can't go to Italy. Create a reason to just get away. And it could be any reason. It can be just because. There's absolutely no reason at all. I just need to go somewhere. So, and that's my reason. My reason is I just want to do it just to do that. But you have some people, they love to do sports. I actually know guys who would like to go from state to state to play basketball or to watch basketball teams. You know, we got the March Madness. We have so much going on. So there are people who actually travel because they love sports. I actually like ice skating. Going other places to see where the next ice skating meet is going to be held at. And then that grows into becoming a person who may want to travel to go see the, wherever the Olympics is going to be. That can lead to so many different things. How cool is it to be somewhere and see your favorite sports figure or your favorite ice skater? Not in your state, but you could be going abroad to go see these different things. So it gets more and more exciting. Then we have people who like to do boating. We got people who like to do fishing and hunting. We've got people who like to be someplace warm when it's cold. And you know something, Victoria, we actually have people who love to be someplace cold when it's warm.
Yes.
So there's a reason. There's a place, but that's your reason, whatever it is. So maybe you, like you said, for romantic reasons, you want to curl up someplace where there's ski lofts. But there's also a nice fireplace and some hot chocolate or some nice wine. The sky is the limit, and the world is out there, you know, for you to just go and have a good time. As much noise as you want, and as Miss Falk says, if you want quiet and sit down, what were you saying, Victoria, sit down and see the sunset? Wow.
Definitely. You know, and I love it. And the thing is, you know, why do we have to fight for a reason to take a vacation? You know, let's just really treat ourselves. You know, like I said, today I'm out and about and you all hear the sounds of the city behind me. And you better believe I'm loving the wind on my face. Right, I'm loving being out here amongst the folks, amongst the people, and I'm one of them folks, I smile and say hello to everybody, you know, so it's fun being out and about and meeting folks, and, you know, this is the time to do it, folks, it's springtime, and we spoke about women's events, you know, there are a lot of women's events going on out here in the city. I had the pleasure of being out here. I'm at the Harlem State Office Building, and they had awesome, awesome event for women in business. So when you step outside your house and you connect with other people, you're increasing who you are through the positive connections that you make both. And I encourage you to connect with somebody positive today that can empower you, enlighten you, and we encourage you to travel. So let them know, Cynthia, how they can travel with you with that $500 hotel credit we are giving out this month.
Yeah, we're really excited about being able to give out this hotel credit. In my case, you can go to www.myvortex, and Vortex is spelled V-O-R-A, TEX365.com/MU Group, or you could text me at 252 406 1-800-273-0774 and say, I'd like to hear more about that $500 travel coupon, and I will get back to you. And, Victoria, you want to tell them how they can connect with you so they can get that $500?
Yes, definitely. You can go to www.vipdiscounts.info. Yes, you are all my special VIPs. It's vipdiscounts.info. And you can always reach me by phone at 347-658-8459. And I encourage you to have a passionate day. Back to you, Cynthia.
Yes, and as far as you said, having a passionate day, the Cherry Blossom Festival is actually going on now. The Cherry Blossoms are over in the D.C. on the Mall. So right now you can begin to go out. They're starting to blossom very slowly. This will be going on up until April the 16th. And during the week of April the 16th, I believe through like the 12th or the 16th, you're going to have a lot of activities, a lot of vendors, a lot of people from all over the world sharing a lot of different things, the history of how those trees got there. And again, D.C. has a little teeny bit of New York flavor, and of course D.C. has a life of its own also, but you get an opportunity to go to the Smithsonian. You're right there on the Mall. You're right there. We can go, actually, I believe you can still go into the any of those different buildings there. You can go into them. And there's a lot of beautiful murals. Buildings themselves are exciting. People, food. Victoria said the weather is perfect. You're outdoors, you're just meeting people, and you're getting a chance to really mingle, relax, and have a good time. There's a lot of wonderful music. So we've got food, we've got music, we've got people, we've got history, we got the culture right there in your nation's capital. How wonderful is that? Make sure you call Victoria Falk at the number that she gave you so that you can get this $500 coupon and use that coupon for any hotel stays that you're going to be booking. You have to book them right now in the month of March. So go ahead and book these things. You got travel coming up in 2016. Get it booked now. Use that $500 for your hotel or your car rental. I mean, wow. I know my husband had a friend just use it the other day. He got like $120 off of car rental. Another, I think, $150 off of a hotel stay. He's got a little bit of money left over on that $500 coupon. You know, before he's going to have to decide to use that last $75 or $100, you know, whatever's left. And we both know the experiences of being able to reduce the cost of your travel makes it even more fun because you can do what, Victoria? More travel.
That's right. And more can be very good when we're talking about travel.
So, Victoria, if you could give your information one more time, and then we're going to close it out. I think it's going to be about time for us to keep going where we're going and enjoy the sounds of the city, whether it's New York, Baltimore, if you're in California. Enjoy the sounds. Victoria's going to give your information one more time before we leave you for travel tips on Thursday.
Yes, you can reach me at 347-658-8459. And for those hotel discounts, it's www.vipdiscounts.info.
Okay, fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. We look forward to you all calling that number, staying in touch with Ms. Falk. My number again is 252-406-0074. Same information. You'll be able to get the $500 travel coupon to use towards your travel. In the meantime, we thank you, the listening audience. You're part of Home Based Fitness 101. I will be back on the lines on tomorrow, which is Friday, Good Friday, at 3 o'clock again. I'm excited to be able to be with you for the Jasari's Love Show. And, again, we appreciate you. Get out here. Spring is in the air. Love is in the air. Fun is in the air. And it's okay. It's okay to travel. And as Victoria said, enjoy life with a passion. Have a wonderful weekend. And thank you so much. Thank you, Victoria. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. One more time, 252-406-0774.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.